The Andy Warhol Museum's Andy Warhol Ai Weiwei exhibit has been extended until September 11th due to record attendance this summer. 90.5 WESA's Nicole Fallert reports on what makes the show so popular.
A wide pot made of red, earthy clay is decorated with geometric details. Anyone may assume this piece is an ancient artifact, a tool from the past in a glass case. But the silver cursive letters adorning the pot make that conclusion false. The piece is actually contemporary.
Okay, what are we looking at?
And we're on the seventh floor in an adjacent gallery, and we're looking at Ai Weiwei's Neolithic pottery with Coca-Cola logo from 2007, and it's sitting next to, it's juxtaposed with Andy Warhol's Coca-Cola number 2 from 1961.
That's Jessica Beck of the Andy Warhol Museum. She's the curator of the museum's Andy Warhol Ai Weiwei exhibit, which has been extended until September 11th to accommodate a record number of visitors. Jessica Warhol of the Warhol says in August alone, the museum has attracted 2,000 more guests than in 2015. 8,000 more people have attended the museum this year to date compared to last year's total.
When you pair an internationally recognized contemporary artist like Ai Weiwei, who has been in the media so much recently, with Pittsburgh's native son, Andy Warhol, you expect to get locals and tourists to come here and to make this part of their destination.
Ai's visit to Pittsburgh this past June was his first time in the United States since regaining his travel papers, which were seized by the Chinese government on the grounds of tax evasion in 2011. The museum's fourth floor has a gallery called Surveillance in the State, which presents Ai and Warhol's relationships with politics. People donated money to help Ai pay the $2.4 million he was charged, and the gallery is wallpapered with distinct IOUs he's handwritten to each contributor. Beck says the exhibit is full of subtle messages.
You really have to come here and expect to spend a little time unpacking the exhibition and the comparisons, because our permanent galleries are hung in a chronological way for Warhol, but the show itself blends between years between the two of them.
Both men used art to comment on controversial topics. Warhol's 1964 photographs of the 13 most wanted men are just a room away from Ai's study of perspective, which features images of the artist's middle finger in front of places of power, like the White House. However, Beck says that Ai draws upon a different cultural context than Warhol.
The material of a lot of the sculptures you will see have a direct tie back to political issues in China and the market. And often when you see Warhols, it's always sort of American commercial branding on a lot of the sculptures.
From pearls to the Forever bicycle brand, symbols of Chinese popular culture are visible throughout the exhibit. Beck says visitors should notice that Ai and Warhol differ in their use of technology as well.
With Ai Weiwei, you see new forms of media. So the wallpapers, when you really look at them, they have dates on them. And you know that they're dated because they're from Instagram.
The museum recently removed its prohibition on photography in order to appreciate how both Ai and Warhol conveyed their messages. Ai actively posts on social media in the way that Warhol wore a recorder around his neck, capturing every moment. Visitors can be seen posing with the work and posting photos online, contributing to the process of making art a reflection of the present moment. For 90.5 WESA, I'm Nicole Fallert.